It's time for Viewmaster on 95BFM.
Hi, Sam. Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, well, thank you. Well, how's your week been?
Very mellow. Same old, same old.
Soaked and telly?
Soaked and telly, quiet weekend, you know me. Nothing to talk about, really.
So let's talk.
So I watched Dear White People Season 2 this weekend.
Okay, full disclosure, you yourself are a white person.
I am the whitest person. I don't know if you guys can see me through the medium of radio, but I am as pale as possible.
Not blind albino cavefish white, but white.
Very, very white. Like, I can't tan. This is a true fact.
Okay, were you the subject of said series?
Well, kind of. So the Dear White People follows a primarily white Ivy League college with a bunch of black students, and basically any microaggressions or race issues within their lifestyle. And it has this really good thing of going through all the characters, and they each get an episode centered around their issues and what they deal with. And it has just some...
Comedy, drama, what are we talking?
Both. Like, so it deals with all these social issues in a really, like, cool, smart, political way, but also just really funny and witty banter. And, like, if you're in on the joke and you kind of, like, feel woke is the best word I could say, it's really good. Like, it makes you laugh, it makes you sad, it makes you think. It's kind of, like, just this really well-written TV show.
And how long is it? It's been over a couple of years now, is that right?
So the first season came out before Trump was in office, and the second season has come out after.
It's like Christ, isn't it? It's like BC and AD.
BT, AT, yeah, pretty much. But the great thing about this show's second season, is they don't ever once even mention Trump.
If Christ was a fat, ignorant carrot.
Yeah, exactly like that. Yeah. Except like doing less good, I think.
I think that's the fashion at the moment, is that it's the you display your disgust at Trump by not mentioning him.
Yeah.
So that seems to be the thing, doesn't it?
It's like Voldemort. If you don't say his name, he has no power, right? Yeah. Is that what we're getting
at? I guess
so. He must not be named.
Yeah, and that's the whole vibe of the second season. There's all these political undertones, and obviously this is informing what is happening in the second season, but they don't mention it, they don't give him any power, they don't blame him.
Isn't it almost by doing that, isn't that making his shadow loom even...
Have you seen Broad City by any chance?
Yes,
like the
of
most
course.
Recent
yeah, yeah,
season,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like the whole storyline with Alana and yeah.
And Hillary.
I love Broad City. I'm about funny. Three seasons behind, but I love it. It's
oh
funny.
Man, yeah. The latest Trump gag is actually good, and
so,
Trump
so good.
Gags are not easy to do well because they're so overdone.
I think everyone should do Trump gag. I think it should just be constant because he's a gag.
He's literally a walking joke.
Yep. Yep.
But the great thing about them doing it in that way is the fact that racism existed before Trump and is going to exist after Trump, and all these racist feelings or like heightened racism within America at the moment is a symptom of him, not like just him. Like, it still exists.
Yeah,
like, we've gone through lynching, we've gone through slavery, we've gone through all of that before this. So like, that's really cool that the TV show still deals with those
things.
Which
wasn't that long ago, by the way.
Exactly.
All that.
So and it's really cool. It's really smart, and all the characters are just like in depth and complex, and they don't just like have like one note. They're like, they've got multi-layered and multifaceted, and it challenges their views as well. It challenges like black activism and whether it's always the right thing to do, and like talks about police brutality and all those things. And it's just this really smart way of dealing with the current climate.
Did you binge watch?
I did binge watch it. It's 10 episodes, and I managed to watch them all in one day. I've got a problem. I really do.
No, I think it's good. I think you're actually an inspiration.
Thank you. It's my
ten eps in a day. That's good. That's good.
That's good. They're only half episodes, though. So
doesn't matter.
Shorter.
Ten eps. Ding. Yeah. That's
a nice round number.
Some people go out for a sail. You know, some people go for they walk the Root Moon track. You know, but I think 10 eps in a day is an achievement of which you should be proud.
Well, I've got lots of assignments you at the moment.
I find that quite inspiring.
Thank you. But also the show's not just about racism as well. It has some really cool just side plots. So like, one of the main characters is gay and he's discovering sexuality and what that means in society. And one of the characters falls pregnant. One of the characters was pulled a gun on last season by a rent-a-cop, and now he's like got PTSD from that. So like, you're not like signing up just for like a woke drama. You're also signing up for like real characters that you really like.
So you're invested in them?
I really like them, and I really like the discourse that they manage to have while still being organic. So like, they'll have witty banter, and you'll get a nugget of like, hey, that's a really good point. That's something I never thought about within the witty banter while still enjoying the show.
Where can we see this?
It's a Netflix original. So
it's
entirely watchable. And also the soundtrack is amazing. I Shazammed like 3 or 4 songs from it. So like, that's a sign of a great show.
Some of the best music I've ever found has turned up after at the end of a, you know, just at the end of a show that
sort
of
the credits
been,
roll, like,
I'm going to play one right now, actually.
I had the biggest issue with Netflix doing the whole next episode in 5 minutes thing, because I was trying to Shazam songs, and I was like, can you just stop?
That's a first world problem.
That is actually a first world problem. But, I mean, I got the song, so I'm happy.
So it's what's called Dear White People.
It's about a radio show called Dear White People. So if you like radio like you do now, go watch it as well.
Oh, thanks, BFM. Hey, thanks, Sam. Lovely.
Thank you. Have a good day.
That was Viewmaster on 95 BFM.